Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, whether you're wrapping up your summer vacation or still looking forward to it, Labor Day is around the corner, and with it, the unofficial end to the lazy days of summer. But what if instead of counting down your vacation days, you had an unlimited supply? That idea is growing in popularity among some tech companies in Boston. Doug Shade is a recruiter at Winter Wyman Company in Waltham. He says unlimited vacations as a concept has emerged in the past year or two.
Really, it doesn't cost much. You know, the fact of the matter is, in a market where there's a dearth of great employees, companies are having to resort to all sorts of mechanisms for hiring. You know, I think what employers have found as well is that the world isn't the same as it used to be. It's uber-connected, and there's really kind of a blur in the line between what standard work hours were and what nights and weekends are.
So part of what you're saying then is people are working longer days and longer work weeks. So therefore, if they want unrestricted time off, they should be able to take it. At least that's the thinking among some employers.
It is. And I think that employees of companies are looking for a greater sense of autonomy as well. So, you know, it's an attractant to top talent to have a sense of autonomy and to be able to walk away from their desk, you know, when they're feeling overworked instead of just counting towards vacation time. I think also employers have found that when they give a set vacation time, people tend to use all of those days and really at the same time. So you have a lot of people out in December, for instance, which actually can hurt production as well.
What about companies where the days off are unlimited? Are people taking an unusually large amount of time? What's the experience there?
The jury's still out. You know, I don't think we have enough data points yet to really point to if that's the case or not. But by and large, the employers I talk to say they're actually taking less time.
Why do you think that is?
The work that many of us are doing now has become very deadline-driven, and especially by place developers. And when you're under tight deadlines, very often, you know, ultimately you're going to meet those deadlines first and foremost. In some ways, I think top performers tend to have maybe even over-dedication to a product.
So you think this idea is going to grow then, at least in the tech industry?
Once again, as long as both employers and employees think it's been a good thing. So for employees, it's a benefit or attractant to join a company. And for employers, they are having a productive workforce.
Do you have unlimited vacation time at Winter Wyman?
I do.
So I have to ask, how much time did you take off this summer?
Well, I got married, so that helped with a little bit of the taking time. But typically, I probably don't take more than a week or two off.
Doug Shade, recruiter at Winter Wyman in Waltham. Thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.